Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, it is the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins, and that's what we're going to be talking about. As a matter of fact, Edmund Burke said, just showing you the responsible party, kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principle. Let me say it this way. You're seeing corruption in government today, turning the law against the law and hoping that you'll take them for face value rather than you knowing for yourself what the law states. So it's self-inflicting. Okay. Again, Edmund Burke, kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. And we're going to be, again, covering that in just a couple of minutes. You can see on Facebook, again, friends, we're being suppressed. We're being censored in a big, major way. So don't lose heart because of it. Go over to Rumble, friends. We had about 60,000 people throughout the week last week just on one channel on my show alone, and I'm talking about per day, okay? So worry not about what Facebook is doing. And speaking of which, did anybody see this in the news recently? Someone just sent it to me, as a matter of fact, over the weekend, and it is a federal judge that is actually going after that of Twitter right now. The headline goes as follows. Bombshell, federal judge signals he will end Twitter's immunity in censoring conservatives. Well, let me ask you the question. Why were they given it in the first place? They've been hiding behind Section 230 far too long, and Section 230 was given for what reason, friends? To bar and to censor pornography. Not conservatism. And see what they're doing, friends? They're telling you, they're selling it to you as, this is the reason we're doing it, man. We gotta stop it to make sure that these kids don't see this filthy stuff. Wait a second. Who said that it's now legal to watch pornography? The same government, friends. They create the crisis, then they bring in they play the problem solver. And again, I wish people would wake up to how this works here, friends. And again, these are wicked men, Isaiah 5:20. But again, friends, we have a federal judge beginning to signal right now that he's going to end Twitter's immunity in censoring conservatives. Again, it should have never been allowed in the first place, but here we are. So what I want to do is I want to drive you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. Go over there, 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media every single day of the week, friends. If you look to the right side of the page, you will find social media platforms refreshing the page even now. By the way, subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page. Go to the right side of the page, and you will find the morning show as well as the afternoon. Noon show on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the top left. Click onto it. Join us on social media platforms. Look at how bad they're censoring us right there. Just alone on Facebook, friends. 773,000 friends, and they're allowing 110 people to come in. Fantastic. Love it. Isn't that great? See what they're doing to you, America? What do you mean, Bradley? They're doing it to me. Yeah, you need to understand when they put out my light, that means they're looking to put out your light. If they'll do this in a green tree, imagine what they'll do this in a dry tree. If they'll do this when you all the well know what they're doing is illegal and you allow them to do it, imagine what happens when you no longer have power to stand or resist against the tyranny in which you see today. Do you see how self-inflicting this is, friends? Because, in fact, that is what is happening here. Wanted to show you, too, if anybody hasn't seen this yet, over in Calgary, Canada, Alberta, Canada, we have James Coates, we have our tour, Pavlovsky. Now we have another pastor over there at Fairview Baptist Church, Pastor Tim Stevens. Well, friends, guess what? He is being censored. Look at this. This crazy? Listen to this, friends.
Christ, because he is worthy. In terms of what that means,
this is right across the border.
I don't really know. The government has obviously turned up the heat on churches, trying to discourage them from gathering together. I think they don't understand that Christians are committed to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of the consequences.
That's right. So he's saying goodbye to his sons and daughters. And here's the little Gestapo. All these good police officers saying that they're just doing their job. They're not doing their job. And see, you don't realize, bad guys, when you put out the light, what you're doing is you're actually adding condemnation to your own lifestyle. You're hastening judgment to your country. And you can rest assured, while other people think, well, you know, the pastors of the day, you know, they're just under attack. It has nothing to do with me. Oh, it has everything in the world to do with you. You might want to look at history just a little bit. So when you see government attack in an attempt to squelch out the light of Christians, and I'm talking about real preachers, I'm not talking about the fake ones, friends. I'm talking about the real preachers of the day. You better understand it's not that they're just coming from them or for them. They're actually coming for you. Because at the end of the day, they want absolute rule. And what the bad guys don't realize is they're bringing judgment. They're hastening judgment upon their own heads. All politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction. When are the bad guys going to figure all of this out? Well, they're probably not going to. They got to learn the hard way, end up in hell for eternity. And then they figure out, wait a second, this that we were fighting against was a real and living God. He was and is who he says he is. That's right. That's why preachers are here today, to warn you to flee from the wrath to come, period. Also check out 2 Corinthians 5:10 when you get a moment. Love 2 Corinthians. Love 1 Corinthians. Love the New Testament. Love the Old Testament. Matter of fact, the Lord said it, that settles it. Cool? Yeah. Amen. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Do I have enough time to show everybody this? Oh, my goodness. You want to see this, folks. You want to absolutely see this. This one's hard to watch. I got to tell you, it's really hard to watch. This is a little boy who just recently went and got his COVID-19 vaccination, and he received an adverse side effect. And I got to tell you right now, I'm doing my best to make this national news right now in world news. But I'll tell you, if people take the time to watch this video alone and watch this little boy suffer the adverse side effects of these vaccine companies and these criminals that are advocating this virus and this vaccination, I'm telling you what, you're going to be up in arms. I'm going to get to it right on the other side. I thought I had about two more minutes. I don't. Got a lot to push into this hour, and I'm going to do my best to get to it, friends. What we're going to be talking about, this is backwards. How is it that employers are to be held responsible for harm caused by vaccines, but not the pharmaceutical companies? This is insane, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, folks, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do. We're jumping around, staying on top of the things that other people don't want to report on, showing you things that other people don't want to show you, because it's important. Those are the things that really matter, friends, rather than just throwing at you what the CIA-controlled media will tolerate you in talking about when they throw you the bone, saying, hey, talk about this today. Continuously divide the American people, Mark 325. No, we're not doing that. We're unifying them under God, and that exposes them for who they are. And this just happens to be one of them. This video and this audio is very disturbing, to say the least. You know, when I first seen it, I said to myself, if that was my kid, this would be world news. But the thing is, this is my little brother, because we are our brother's keeper. And the bottom line is, again, am I hesitant to show you this? No, I'm not hesitant to show it to you. It just really bothers me that much, this video does. It's a little boy who just received his COVID-19 experimental vaccination, and it shows you his adverse side effects. Now, I'm suspecting that the girl on the left, she's crying because it's hard for her to watch, and I suspect her little brother going through this and suffering through these adverse side effects. So I just want to go ahead and show this to you. Again, this is very difficult to watch, and I just want you to see this. And listen to the doctors, too, by the way.
Any vaccines?
Come on, baby. Come on. Breathe, baby, breathe.
Come on, yeah.
The mother saying, come on, baby, breathe, breathe. He's uncontrollable. He's having a hard time breathing. He can't focus on anything. You can see his sister, if this is who it is freaking out. And the mother's trying to, in fact, get him to simply breathe. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And it's very difficult to watch this, especially when you see this little man. He cannot control what's going on right now. He's suffering an adverse side effect from COVID-19. This is all the information that, again, they're withholding from the American people and people on a global basis. And I'll tell you what, if this doesn't want you to deal with tyrants, nothing will. Again, it's one of those, I can't help you after this, because this little man needs our help, friends. And this needs to stop, to say the least. Matter of fact, I checked this out this morning, and I want you to see this now that I'm thinking about it. It's interesting that Health Impact News just reported this morning that what I just showed you, this information, again, this is on Health Impact News. The CDC is suppressing data on deaths and injuries following COVID bioweapon shots. They're not telling you how many people are actually dying from COVID-19. They're not telling you how many people are actually dying from these COVID shots. If this doesn't expose them for the conspirators, Jeremiah 11:9, that they are, I can't help you, friends. We're giving you the nitty-gritty. We're giving you the bottom line. We're giving you data, friends, that's verified, confirmed. And this stuff should be all over the mainstream media right now, but it's not, and that shows you who's controlling the mainstream media for the millionth time on the show. But the CDC is suppressing data, which shows you, again, they're a criminal organization, but it also shows you, friends, who your said representatives are working for, that they're giving the authority over to the CDC and the WHO and the likes of Bill Gates. Yet it's their job to uphold the laws against such, to protect the people and ensure our God-given rights, not to strip them away, not to remove the law to make us a prey before those that want to devour us, right? John 10:10. And so anyways, I thought I'd share that. I also wanted to highlight this too, and I'm going to get to this in just a moment, a little bit more than what I am right now. But it is, again, interesting to note that I heard this morning that in the military, in the branch of the Marines, the military branch of the Marines, in specifics, where an individual inside one of the Marines actually released information to the public that inside one of the bases that the Marines are on, they actually shut down one of the gyms to those that have not been vaccinated. Okay? And again, remember when I took the time to show all of you and to share with all my listeners that the military are resisting, not just the frontline workers in the medical industry are resisting in the masses. The majority of the people, easy, hands down. Are resisting and defying those that are pushing the vaccinations by saying, we're not taking them. Well, the same thing, I showed video and I played some audio of those in the military doing the same thing. Again, that's the information they don't want you to catch hold of, friends, because it tears down their narrative. It takes the wind out of their narrative, okay? And speaking of the military, kind of jumping topics just a little bit, but I want you to check this out. Do you guys all remember, for those that have been listening to me for what I'm guessing 17, 18 years now, about 12 years ago, we had Brian Bender online with us, and he was a reporter from the Boston Globe who, through an ICE investigation into the Defense Department of the United States of America, they actually found that over 5,000 members of the Defense Department of the United States of America, 5,000 members were exposed for having downloaded child pornography. Having downloaded child pornography, okay? This was under Barack Hussein Obama. That's when it was exposed, which means it was going on much longer than that. But it was interesting that the criminal attorney general, Eric Holder, remember the gunrunner from America to Mexico? He said that he didn't have the resources to actually investigate into those 5,000 members in the Department of Defense of the United States of America at the Pentagon concerning those that were downloading child pornography. And then if you remember rightly, Barack Hussein Obama began to implement and to appoint to the incumbent positions in government, transgenders, homosexuals, lesbians, so on and so forth. And the reason they're appointing them, it's amazing to me how many people are making the comparison to America to Adolf Hitler's Third Reich today. It's all over now, by the way. But what's interesting to note, friends, is Adolf Hitler in his Third Reich, his SS, as you well know, especially those that listen to the show, you know by now that the SS, his police enforcement through the military, they were masculine homosexuals. They killed the effeminate homosexuals. They used the masculine sodomites to enforce their law. Why? Because they're easily extorted and controlled. They'll do what they're told because of the crimes that they hold and the crimes that are held over the top of their head. And how they're extorted is those that rule the roost tell them, either you do what we tell you to do, or else we're going to expose you. We're going to out you. Okay? And so it should come as no surprise as to what I'm about ready to show you right now. So if you go over to the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin III, he's a lunatic, by the way. On March 12th, directed the Defense Department to take up steps to rescind any directives, orders, or regulations, policies, or guidance that doesn't line up with Joe Biden. Okay? Not the law. See, this is where the American people have been dummied down. This is why the chains are being forged on the American people. Joe Biden must abide by the law, just like Donald Trump must abide by the law, Article 6, Section 2, just like Barack Obama must abide by the law, just like George Bush must abide by the law. But the American people have been so dummied down to believe that now that Biden's in office criminally and they tolerate him, that now he's a law unto himself. And when Donald Trump was in office, he was a law unto himself. Folks, are you really, I mean, I'm just saying this to the people that don't take the time to know the difference. Are you really that willfully ignorant? Are you that willing to go ahead and just forfeit your rights and say, go ahead and throw the chains on me? Because no matter who's in office, no matter what office that they occupy, they're still ruled by law. Not by themselves. But look at this. This Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, the third, ooh, there was two more of these guys on the planet, right? Directed the Defense Department to take up steps to rescind any directives, orders, regulations, policies, or guidance that doesn't line up with who? Joe Biden. Guess what, friends? The laws, state laws, federal laws, found the enumerated laws within the U.S. Constitution, they all condemn what Joe Biden is rescinding. Did you know that? Our Constitution condemns the likes of what you're tolerating today. Joe Biden's February 4th memorandum that charged multiple U.S. government organizations with championing and safeguarding the human rights of, they don't have rights, by the way. Criminals forfeit their rights. That's why they're incarcerated. In every state of our union, our Constitution, the laws found within, condemn sodomy. It's a felony in every state. But look at this. And safeguarding the human rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex, LGBTQI+, individuals by April 15th. Why are they doing that? Because they want to weaken your military. They want to divide the American people. This doesn't unify us. Lawlessness does not unify us, friends. Lawfulness does under God. Again, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering the pending distribution of direct payments to families under the child tax credit.
I'm announcing today that on July 15th and the 15th of every month thereafter throughout the year, you will get deposited in your bank account half of your tax cut at least, $250 per child each month.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying it will give families a break. Roughly 39 million families will start receiving monthly child tax credit payments in mid-July. The Supreme Court unanimously rejected Biden administration arguments in a case from Rhode Island that police should be allowed to enter homes without warrants to seize handguns. The case came before the High Court as President Biden and congressional Democrats are pressing for aggressive new restrictions on Second Amendment gun ownership rights, including controversial red flag laws. This is USA Radio News. Firefighters in Southern California working hard to put out two fires.
A brush fire in Topanga Canyon, California, gained strength Sunday as about 1,000 residents remained under mandatory evacuation orders. At least one water-dropping helicopter from Ventura County had been helping with the firefight. L.A. Fire Department says the dense vegetation is very dry and has not burned in 50-plus years. The Palisades fire has been deemed suspicious. Arson investigators identified one individual who was detained and released. Investigators then detained a second suspect and were questioning them Sunday evening. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kim Potter, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing Dante Wright, is scheduled to appear in court today. Potter and her attorney will participate in a pretrial hearing to go over the evidence in the case against her in the shooting death of Wright. Prosecutors charge Potter with second-degree manslaughter. Investigators believe Potter meant to use her taser but instead pulled out her gun. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Ah, boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you are under attack. You can keep deceiving yourself into believe otherwise, but the fact of the matter, you are. Even going so far as to watch what they're doing in your military, friends. They're weakening your military by appointing who? Sodomites to lead positions. Boy, oh boy, doesn't that sound familiar? Advocating what God clearly condemns? Oh my goodness, you want to talk about testing your tinfoil in the face of a just and a holy God? You go ahead and do that. Hebrews 9:27, but I can tell you the end not going to be good. It really isn't. Look what's going on here. They appoint lunatics to these positions to appoint other immoral individuals to do what? To weaken your military. Doesn't that concern everybody in this country? Oh, it should. There's no question about it. Matter of fact, what I want to do is I want to bring you over to a brand new commercial. It's called Emma. The Calling. You know who put this advertisement out there, friends? The Army. This is your military. I'm not kidding you. This is unthinkable. This is happening in America, friends. Are the majority going along with it? No. But the majority, guess what, friends? They're putting up with it, huh? And that little leaving is leaving in the whole lump, no question about it. You can't give a pass to this kind of stuff, friends, and not expect it to come to your front door, Amos 6:3, because it's coming. They are weakening your military, and these are the kind of commercials that they are putting there, putting out for the people to drink in. It's repulsive, and it's offensive. At least it is for me, okay? That's where I'm at. And we'll see what your thoughts are after this. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to weigh in, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I have to figure out something here because I have a live video with all of these scrolls up right now. And I'm catching some live stuff. There it is right there. We'll go back to Emma. And guess what, friends? We'll go ahead and play away a brand new commercial brought to you by yours truly, the United States Army. By the way, did you know that this is what your tax dollars are supporting and creating? Propaganda to throw on the up-and-comings? Check this out. Showing all a diverse of colors. Now listen to the story.
This is the story of a soldier who operates your nation's Patriot missile defense systems. It begins in California with a little girl raised by two moms.
Army commercial.
Although I had a fairly typical childhood, took ballet, played violin, I also marched for equality. I like to think I've been defending freedom from an early age. When I was 6 years old, one of my moms had an accident that left her paralyzed. Doctors said she might never walk again. But she tapped into my family's pride to get back on her feet, eventually standing at the altar to marry my other mom. With such powerful role models, I finished high school at the top of my class and then attended UC Davis, where I joined a sorority full of other strong women.
Wow, and that's something.
But as graduation approached, I began feeling like I'd been handed so much in life, a sorority girl stereotype. Sure, I'd spent my life around inspiring women, but what had I really achieved on my own? One of my sorority sisters was studying abroad in Italy. Another was climbing Mount Everest. I needed my own adventures, my own challenge. And after meeting with an Army recruiter, I found it. A way to prove my inner strength and maybe shatter some stereotypes along the way. I'm U.S. Army Corporal Emma Malone Lord, and I answered my calling.
Wow, the United States Army promoting that which our laws condemn. Isn't that crazy? Did you advocate for that, friends? I didn't think so. This is the United States military advocating that which transgresses American laws. How many times have I shared with you, friends, they're trying to Europeanize America? Listen carefully. I'll put it simply for everybody to understand. If I can demoralize you, I can control you. Okay? To separate yourself from sin, that which offends God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, going over to Exodus 20, unite with Christ. It's that simple. This is why Christianity's under attack, which is a joke. Friends, it really is. You can go ahead and attack a Christianity all you want. The seed of the righteous is forever. The Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. This new generation of sodomites and wicked individuals want to go ahead and test their tinfoil, and they're going to get a response. And the mercies of God are the fact that you're listening to my voice right now, telling you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that is the Lord sending forth faithful witness to deliver souls, but the delivering comes between you and him on your response. Acts 20, verse 21, not mine. Is this insanity, friends? See, this is how they bear rule over people, is to continuously demoralize them. You know, the story of Emma, it's interesting. Emma's got a story. She was raised by two moms, and she wants the whole world to know about it. But I'm curious, Emma, did you have a daddy? And isn't it interesting how mentally unstable these reprobates are on purpose? They refuse to know God, Romans 1:24. Isn't it interesting how they war against his creation and common sense? Emma's got a daddy, not two mommies. But they want to confuse you. Daniel 9:7, right? Just think, if everybody had two daddies, nobody would be here. If everybody had two mommies, there would be nobody here. Because that's God's order. They want to pervert God's order. Why do Americans sit back and allow them to pervert the order to confuse the up-and-coming generations? You know, and they testify against themselves. What are you talking about? Well, the girl acts like the boy, right? And then the girl acts like the boy, and then the boy acts like the girl. The wrath of God abides upon these people, and they want it to abide upon everybody, friends. This is why it must be stopped. This, I just want to end this portion with this. This is a felony in every state of our union. It's a felony, that which the United States Army is promoting. Okay? To tell you the truth makes you free, John 8:32. To tell you the truth makes you free if you respond to the truth that demands a response. Okay? Nobody can do it for you. You make a choice to do the wrong thing, you can surely make a choice to do the right thing. Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you both life and death, both blessings and cursings. Don't tell me how you can't help yourself. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's interesting, friends, it's how you listen to some of these people. You know, I was born this way. You know, King David said he was born in iniquity. But praise God, he was born again. And Scripture tells us, you must be born again. John 3:3. Oh, you know, I can't help myself, Bradley. I'm attracted this way. I was born this way. Yeah, did you hear about the thief? He can't keep his hands off your goods. You know what he says to the judge? I was born this way, and he expects mercy. That's the world for you, friends. That is not my Heavenly Father, because he will not tolerate your ill will in iniquity in any sense of the word. You will be judged for it unless you are in Christ, period. Galatians 3:24. Did you hear about the man that he likes to commit adultery with everybody else's wife, but he says, when he gets caught, I was born this way, I can't help myself. Isn't that ridiculous? It's dangerous, isn't it? Yeah, it is. But that's what you're accepting when these people say, well, we were born this way. You know what? This guy that can't keep himself with his own wife and be faithful to her, this infidel, he can't be trusted in any decent society. And by the way, all the way up until 1944, the laws were enforced against adultery in this country. Did you know that? You do now. Did you hear about the guy who says he can't help himself? He does his best. Listen to the nest of self-righteousness. He does his best and he only kills on Friday. And you know what he says to people when he gets caught? Well, I was born this way. I can't help myself. Nope. My message to you is that's why you must be born again. And the only one that will give you that experience is when you meet the Lord on his terms. Exodus 20, going over to that of Galatians 3:24, going over to that of Ephesians 2:8. Okay? And then you establish Romans 3:31 by faith, by grace. Okay? Just want to make sure we all are on the same page here. I was born that way. That's about the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. And then when you look at the fruit of these people going back to these LGBTQRSTUVWXYZs, it's interesting to know, friends, they don't have the shield. They're not the victims. What are they, the victims of our laws? Hey, folks, when you break the law, do you look at the cop and say, I'm a victim. I'm a victim of breaking those laws. What do you think the judge is going to say? Oh, you know what? We're going to remove the law for you. This is what Americans are tolerating. Hey, listen, soft judges produce hardened criminals. And so you are creating them to those that tolerate this kind of garbage and lawlessness going on in your government, namely in your military today. I'm going to begin to tee this up really quick. Folks, did you see recently how it is that employers are to be held responsible for harm caused by vaccines? How is it that they can be held accountable, but not the pharmaceutical vaccine companies themselves? Showing you how backwards things are becoming in this country. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Okay, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Go ahead and click onto it and join us on social media platforms. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Or if you'd like to jump over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, we are right there. BeforeIt'sNews.com up on the left side of the page there. 1-866-582-9933. Got one segment. Okay, pretty quiet today, folks. Pretty interesting. Don't know what's going on. Is it because it's like 78 degrees here in the state of Minnesota? I'm sorry, Minnesota, right? Yeah. It's really nice out. I suppose people are outside, but the fact of the matter is we still love hearing from you. 1-866-582-9933. Listen, well, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, notice the name once again. Sounds like it's working for the kids, right? When it does the exact opposite. Just like the Patriot Act. It's an act of tyranny. They put these nice names out there, but if you look at what the bills actually contain, it works against the very definition. It's an oxymoron. It contradicts itself. But while the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 shields pharmaceutical manufacturers from any liability due to injuries or death caused by their products, which many Americans have said is significantly problematic in itself, scenarios such as these could still leave employers who mandate these injections liable for significant damages. Again, just want to go back to the reference of law. Where is the law that shows me employers can do now what the governors can't do? I can't find that. Although Delta just came out and said all new employees must be vaccinated. No law, my friends. No law, my friends. No law, my friends. This is all tyranny at its worst. It really is. Americans have been allowed and have allowed politicians to break the rules in operating outside of their scope of delegated responsibilities repeatedly, even to the point where it is literally foreign to the U.S. Constitution and working against the very people that they are, in fact, to serve. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. What corporation, I love this, I really do, because it's common sense, it's a law unto itself. What corporation, what company or business do you know of that makes a product, yet somehow or another is not responsible for the harm that it may cause as an adverse side effect, regardless of what it is? Oh, you say to yourself, well, I've never heard of that before. No, me neither. Read Psalm 94:20. But friends, if you look at the National Childhood Vaccine Act, guess what it does? It does just that. Did you know that politicians have arranged such protections for the vaccine companies? Okay, that's what we're highlighting, right? It's about as unlawful as it can get, right? Yep, it is, and it is. It shows you who these criminals are actually working for, no doubt. Now, what's even more disturbing is that since the inception of the latest crisis created, no doubt, this pandemic, is that them that have been selling the fear are also the ones attempting to drive you through forced compliance to take the vaccinations. And by the way, no wonder why they are so adamant about driving you. They believe that they are not accountable for the damages that vaccinations cause. And remember, friends, the same ones advocating you for your safety are the same ones that have illegally sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies in the United States of America alone. You must put that in the mix when talking about how you believe, if you do, that they are looking out for your good. No, these are the ones that have illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. Now, on top of what these conspirators want to force, because they cannot constitutionally, did you know that? Yeah, they're trying to push what the governors can, as I said earlier. And I'm talking about the employers. So listen, on top of that, what these conspirators want is to force employers to do what it is the government cannot. Vaccinate before you can work. Just think about that. And if something does happen to a recipient of these vaccines, then the employer, not the vaccine companies, will be held accountable for what the vaccine manufacturers believe that they're not accountable for. Again, I'm not making this up. Do you see when this pandemic began? Let me bring about the correlation. Do you remember when the governors were found out and the rug was pulled from them by federal judges all across the United States saying that they don't have the lawful authority to do what they're doing? What did they do? They bribed businesses that would take their money and say, listen, if you're going to remain open, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to steal some money from the taxpayers' coffers, and we're going to take it and we're going to give it to you as long as you do our biddings. The minute they took that money, the government now assumed authority over that business by saying to them, now that you've taken that money, you better do what we tell you to do since you took that money. Now you're an accomplice to our crimes. Now, when we tell you that people cannot come into your businesses without a mask, don't buy or sell to them, they better comply with your orders that were given to you, because what we want you to do for us is what we can't constitutionally do. Was that clear? The governor cannot do it. The federal government cannot do it. They want to lay it on the businesses to do it for them. That's how they're driving the people to work against each other, snitching on each other, turning each other in, not serving each other. And then what do we hear these traitors say? Well, we're just doing our job. You know, we're just doing what the governor told us to do. Wait a second. The governor knows that he doesn't have the authority to do it. That's why he needed you, dummy. He needed you to do for him what he cannot do by law. And it's exactly what's happening. Recently, Lifetime News reported that employers may be liable for any adverse reaction from mandated coronavirus shots. This is coming from OSHA. Let me ask you something. Where was OSHA 13, 14, 15 months ago, friends? Huh? Where were the HIPAA laws 13, 14, 15 months ago, friends? Why all of a sudden is OSHA starting to stick their head out saying, you know what? If you're going to tell them that they must be vaccinated before they can come back to work or work for you and your company, you may be liable for the adverse side effects of the vaccines. Not the vaccine companies, not the pharmaceutical companies. Oh, my goodness. Does anybody understand this slippery slope? So employers can be held accountable, but the manufacturers of the vaccinations cannot? This is about as twisted as it gets. And it shows you that corruption in government along with these pharmaceutical companies all the well know what they're doing. They're trying to put their blame, their guilt on the businesses rather just to distract you from what it is that they're responsible for. May 10th, Washington, D.C., the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, has put employers on notice that should they attempt to require employees to receive injections of experimental COVID-19 gene therapy vaccines as resulting adverse reaction will be considered work-related for which the employers may be held liable. Oh, my goodness. You cannot even make this up. If you can't see this for what it is, friends, this should tell you how dangerous these people are. And this is exactly what they do all day long. This is where they are professional, friends. They're professionals at distracting their blame and their shame and guilt onto others. This is what politicians do all day. And the American people accept it. You've been desensitized. How many times have they been busted in scandals? And what do? They blame each other. And nothing ever happens. Nothing ever transpires when it comes to justice. Oh, you know what? That's them. They can do whatever they want to. They're above the laws. Whoa. Whoa, whoa. We started the show off with what? It is the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. You know what? I'll take Jess in Tennessee. You've got about 30 seconds, I suspect. But what say you, my friend?
Well, Brother Bradley, OSHA works for the insurance companies, and they've come out and said that if you take the COVID-19 and have an adverse reaction, your insurance company will not cover any cost.
That's right.
So the insurance company's got to have their back covered to cover the insurance company's back.
Yep. So we got Jeff from Tennessee. This is my friend from Tennessee, Jeff. It's interesting that they're putting themselves in a position, again, where they're not accountable or liable for their crimes, but they want to shift it away from themselves over to the people once again. This is classic. This is classic coming from the federal government right now. It really is. Hey, Jeff, I totally appreciate it. We got to close the show. Friends, I will post this article to my social media platforms. Check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Please consider supporting us. Keep us out on the front lines, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe there. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. We love you. By what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23 hours. 23 hours, folks. Keep your heads up. I'm going to post this article right now to social media platforms. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.